episode 124 of TritonCast, we're chatting with UC San Diego baseball head coach Eric Newman. He reflects on the 2025 campaign before looking ahead to the new season, which begins Friday night at top-ranked UCLA. As always, the Tritons will face a challenging docket of top foes to get themselves ready for Big West action. And Coach Newman also tells us why he thinks this year's starting rotation will be so strong. UC San Diego baseball is in the Triton spotlight this week on TritonCast. Welcome to episode 124 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. No matter whether you found us on your favorite podcast platform or UCSDTritons.com, thank you for joining us this week. Before we get to this week's Triton Spotlight, let's go around campus. Women's basketball continues to roll at 12-1, and junior forward Aaron Condren was named Big West Player of the Week. Softball freshman Bella Satembro had a strong opening week in the circle. She was named Conference Freshman of the Week. And with the baseball season getting underway Friday, two Tritons were named to the Big West preseason coaches team. J.C. Allen and Michael Crossland were both recognized. Good luck to Triton Swim. They're in Texas for the Big West Championship, which runs tonight through Saturday. And this week's University Credit Union Athletes of the Week are Michaela Rose and Aaron Condren from women's basketball. Congrats to those two. Well, now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Let's preview the 2026 baseball season with head coach Eric Newman and the voice of Triton baseball, Ted Mendenhall.
Well, coach, let's start by looking back at the 2025 season. Finish a game above 500, finish 500 in conference. You come a series away from getting into the Big West tournament for the first time in your first season of eligibility. Come up short there, but set the program record for home runs. So that's basically last season in a nutshell, but I want to hear your thoughts just on how you would summarize 2025.
I think 2025 for us was a lot of lessons learned and a lot of things that we look back on and go, okay, how can we get ourselves into a spot where we're in that postseason conference tournament. That's something that we talk a lot about, something that we've focused a lot about in our the culture of coaches and our players, because that stunk. Yeah, I mean, that was a tough plane ride back from Hawaii. You know, you're down to the last game and things don't go your way. And, at the end of the day, though, you want to be good. You got to take a look in the mirror and you take a look at yourself and take a look at the team and each guy go, okay, what could I have done differently? What could I have done better? What could I have done to get us there? And that's been the encouraging part, I guess, to review last year. Yes, there were a lot of really good things from the offensive side, but you look at, you know, where we were at defensively with our position player group, we were probably not consistent enough there. And the message from even from me, it could be more demanding and a little bit more like clear on how we want to defend and playing catch and really like doing the things that win baseball games down the stretch. And then finally, you know, even on the pitching side of addressing our needs there and getting a little bit more depth, but also just a mentality of, you know, like we're going to play this game. We're going to play with some conviction and let it rip in kind of all those spots. So that was kind of a recap for us. It was very disappointing for us from that perspective. And now we're on to this year, and I really like the group. I like our culture. I like the feeling in the clubhouse. I like the meeting rooms. Like, everything feels very connected right now. And yes, we haven't played a game yet, so those are things are going to get tested. And we've talked about that also and what it's going to look like when we do get tested. And we've got a pretty major test coming in about 3 days.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a second. But when you talk about that, you've got a large number of these players coming back that went through that adversity last year, led by a couple of all Big West first teamers and J.C. Allen, Michael Crossland. They both make the Big West preseason coaches team. You lost Nick Costello in the first game of the season last year, out for the year. Talk about that leadership, that core that's coming back and what they mean to this upcoming season.
Yeah, those guys are the nucleus. They are the power center. They're driving this ship. And I've told them that one of the things I want from this group is for this to be their team. It's the head coach's program. It's my job to be the guardian and the standard bearer for the program. This team's success, this team, the 2026 Tritons, it's our team. And I want them to step into a space of leadership. I want them to step more into a space of owning the experiences that we went through in the past and how we want it to go move forward, and to really, you know, as we show up each day, like show up in that space, like this is where we want to be in 5 months. And so let's show up today in a way that we want it to be 5 months from now, which is, you know, we got big dreams. So that's a good thing. You know, let's go see how we do this and what we're made of on the inside, and know that it won't be easy.
On that same point, do you subscribe to the, I mean, you're just a couple of years removed from winning the Big West regular season before you were eligible to go to the postseason, but do you subscribe to that the best teams are the teams that are led by their players?
I subscribe to the theory that the best teams are, if the best players on the team are also the hardest workers, those are the best teams. And we have that. We have that in spades right now with this group. So that is a very encouraging sign that our leaders, those guys that you talked about that went through those experiences, the Gabe Camachos, Anthony Potestios, JC Allens, Michael Crosslands, Steele Murdochs, Nick Gregsons, Nick Costellos, those guys are our hardest workers also.
Yeah, and to his credit, Nick Costello was around the team all season, even though he wasn't on the field. Let's look ahead to this year. I don't know how much credence you put into preseason coaches polls, but they put you sixth, same spot that you finished last year. Top five go to the Big West. Player-wise, I've heard from some other baseball people about Addison Klepsch, an Auburn transfer. So speak to those two things, if you would.
Yeah, first part of your question. Yeah, it makes sense to me why they put a sixth. I mean, that's where we finished last year, most of the same team back. You look at the teams that they placed at the top, Santa Barbara, Irvine, Cal Poly, kind of where they finished last year, makes sense. Hawaii is good, returns a lot, and Fullerton, right? So those are the teams that all finished ahead of us, and they're kind of in the same spot with a lot of the similar players back. For me, we got to go prove it. So I can say I think we're better than that, and I do think we're better than that. Now it's our opportunity to go show, you know, if that's true or not. So I'm excited about where this team, you know, wants to be. Second to Addison, yeah, Addy's a really good player. He will be our starting second baseman as we open the year. Addy transferred back from Auburn. He's a local kid, went to Del Norte High School here in San Diego, was a highly recruited kid, very young in his high school career. He was committed to Arizona State and then ended up at Auburn. And now he's back home, and he's doing a great job for us. I'm really excited about what he's going to bring to our team in terms of his experience. I mean, he was with that Auburn team all the way through the Super Regional on their roster. So I'm excited about just what his experiences have taught him, what he's looked, watched, and seen, and how he can help us navigate this season.
Talked a lot about the position players. Let's get to pitching. What is your opinion in terms of the staff as a whole and in terms of depth?
Yeah, the staff at the top with our top four guys right now, Steele Murdoch, Nick Gregson, Jake Villar, Nathan Reese, those guys right now I think can pitch, you know, anywhere, anytime. We're really going to be looking forward to getting Austin Bowker fully built up. He was hurt last year, and we're really looking forward to having Trevor Rector back about, you know, mid to late March, built all the way back up. Those two arms add tremendous depth and give us a real chance as we go into the Big West to be top of the league pitching staff. So there's very few arms as good as Steele Murdoch. I mean, Santa Barbara's got one. Outside of that, I think he's the next best arm on the West Coast. And then you have Nick Gregson with a ton of experience. Nick is a full 2 years now past his last surgery. The stuff looks great, looks even better than it has in the past. And the experience that he brings is pretty tremendous. So feel really good about 1 and 2. Villar, again, really experienced guys, come back better. Nathan Reese, experienced, come back better. So we feel like we're in a good spot. We like Caden Henson out of the pen as a freshman out of Patrick Henry High School. Really explosive arm. Gonna be a big part of our bullpen. So we're excited with where we're at. We got some young guys that are also stepping up and showing us that they want to be a part of this thing.
Are there any players that we have not talked about that maybe have jumped out of you in camp as you get ready for the start of the regular season?
Yeah, I think the guy that I'm really excited about right now is Travion Martinez, and how behind the plate, just what he, his growth behind the plate over the last 5 months since the fall started, and especially the last like 2 or 3 weeks, has been really, really amazing. Offensively, I really liked where he was at last year. Offensively, defensively, I thought he had work to do. He's really addressed a lot of those issues. And between him, Drake Bicknell, who's a transfer from UOP behind the plate, is going to provide us with a ton of experience, and Cal Elvis, our catching core, I feel really, really good about the three guys we have. We're not going to have to lean as heavily as we did, you know, last year. Emmy caught just about every single game, and I feel like our core as a group is really, really strong there. So, but Trey has been, man, he's been really, really good. So. And then the other person we haven't talked about, who I'm expecting a big bounce back. Not that his year was bad last year, but for him, I think he had higher hopes, as Alex Leopard. And I think that Alex has shown, he made some adjustments. He learned from the year last year, has made some adjustments and come back, and he's ripping the cover off the ball right now. So that's been really good to see.
Yeah, we definitely saw that from him, especially early in the season. Let's get to that schedule now. Definitely not dipping your toe in the water to start things off. Three-game series at number one UCLA. They potentially have the number one overall draft pick this summer in Rock Chulowski at shortstop. And then your home schedule starts with the Tony Gwynn Classic, Utah, Creighton, BYU, Western Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, there's no those first seven games, there's no gimmies. There's no layups there, right? And that's good. That's going to be good for us. I mean, those experiences that we can gain by playing teams of UCLA's caliber on the road, Utah and BYU are Big 12 conference members. You have Creighton, who was a number two seed last year, won the Big East, a two seed at the Arkansas Regional, played in the regional final. This is going to be really, really challenging for us. This is the type of schedule that prepares you for the postseason, that prepares you for the Big West and grinding every day. You got to show up with your best stuff. And that's the kind of stuff that we need. This group is embracing that. So we're, I think, third most difficult intended strength of schedule coming into it. I'm excited for that. And I mean, shoot, after that, go to Louisiana, Lafayette, and Cincinnati. It doesn't get any easier. So that's going to be a real good test for us. And let's find out what we're made of pretty early on.
Yeah. And I'll throw in Oregon too. You've got Oregon coming to town in early March as well. How important is it to you as well that you're keeping these home and home series with USD and San Diego State?
Yeah, I mean, we love the in-town, cross-town rivalries. Coach Vance, new first year at San Diego State, he and I have known each other for a bit, even before he, you know, was at San Diego State in Arizona, when he was at UConn as a player. So I've known of Kevin and about Kevin for a while, and Brock at USD. Those programs are going to be good. Those guys are going to do a great job. We're going to do a good job. So I'm excited for just even San Diego to have three really quality Division I college baseball programs. So if you like college baseball, I would say you're in a good spot if you live in San Diego. Those are going to be some great games and some great rivalry games for us to participate in.
Yeah, Coach, as soon as that Super Bowl hit triple zeros, immediately started looking ahead to February 13th. That's the opener at UCLA and the home opener shortly after that on February 19th. Really looking forward to it. Some great opponents coming to town. Hopefully people come out and watch some Triton baseball this year. It should be a fun season.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll give a little bit of publicity really quick. We're going to have a new addition to Triton Ballpark this year on Fridays and Saturdays. We're going to have a VIP hospitality, and it's going to have a lot of, it's going to be great. People are going to be able to have a little area over by the visitors where there's going to be adult beverages and barbecue, and it's going to be a fun environment.
Can't wait. Cannot wait, Coach. Best of luck this season.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate it.
Well, UC San Diego season starts Friday night at number one UCLA. The Tritons will open their home slate next week, hosting the Tony Gwynn Legacy. For tickets, visit the Triton box office at ucsdtritons.com/tickets. Well, coming up soon on TritonCast, we'll introduce you to new women's volleyball coach Spencer McLaughlin, and we'll catch up with standout swimmer Chloe Braun. Be sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcasting platform so you don't miss a moment. New episodes of TritonCast premiere on Wednesdays. Thank you for listening this week, and don't forget, you can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms by searching TritonCast wherever you listen to podcasts. And a reminder, you can listen to any of our 124 episodes anytime on demand. Just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. For more on TritonCast, follow us on X at TritonCast, and if you have a suggestion for a future guest, send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.